guys, welcome back to another episode of Less Panic, More Peace. If you're tuned in right now, you made a good choice because today we have a lot of juicy and fun things to talk about. We have a special guest today who's a teacher in her 20s, acquires food allergies firsthand, a TikToker with over 77,000 followers. And I did a little research, and she's also a Taylor Swift fan. I thought I would mention that because that's a very important part in someone's identity because Taylor is superior. So without further ado, I introduce to you all Maria Jo. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. I think that was the best entrance that anyone has ever given me. I love that you included them a Taylor Swift fan because, like, TikToker, teacher, food allergies, Taylor Swift. Like, you, that's me in a nutshell.
It's perfect. I mean, if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but I don't know. Taylor Swift is the best. Anyways, can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes. So, hi, my name is Maria. I'm currently 25 years old. I am in my third, almost fourth, I can't believe it, year of teaching. I currently teach fifth through eighth grade writing at a school in Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived in Ohio for most of my life. I lived in California for a few years with my boyfriend. When I'm not teaching, I am TikToking or exercising, or I really found like a hobby in like nutritional science and fitness related things when I was like your age, like 16 years old. And that has stuck with me ever since then. So I love to just like acquire knowledge on that. And I also love to tell anyone and everyone about my food allergies. So this is gonna be good.
Love that. So yeah, I saw you on TikTok. That's how I actually found who you were. I saw you on TikTok and I saw all your amazing videos. And one of them entailed obviously you being a Taylor Swift fan or something. And then one of them being a food allergy video. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. You had a bunch of allergies, right? And then you kind of grew out of them. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes and no. Should I just like go into all my food allergies?
Go ahead.
All right. Here's my food allergy life story. So my dad, when he was a child, was allergic to peanut butter. He grew out of it when he went through puberty, as some people have the fortunate luck to grow out of their food allergies. So when I was a baby, I was having like behavioral reactions to food, is what my mom said. I was a pretty like neutral and happy baby, and I would eat strawberries or I would have milk and I would present behaviors that I wasn't showing before. So she kind of kept that in the back of her mind. And then when I was still an infant, I was being fed cheese. And when it went into anaphylactic shock, they rushed me to the hospital. And later on, they took me to an allergist and it came out that I was allergic to milk, strawberries, I think eggs, and like one other thing. So really young, had these food allergies. My mom became very accustomed to just like making food just for me and figuring out ways to eat around my food allergies. And I was able to grow out of everything but my peanut allergy, which was prominent throughout. They knew that from like when I was really, really young. So peanut allergy, my most severe allergy, stuck around for forever. I went to the allergist like on and off, as you do as a child, getting those cat scratches all over your back. And when I was in middle school, I started to become lactose intolerant. Like, clear memory of eating an ice cream sandwich in sixth grade and being the worst stomach pain after that. So then I was just like, peanut allergies and lactose intolerance, cool. And then I found out I was allergic to latex after blowing up balloons at a youth group event. So I was like, all right, well, we got three allergies now. So I go through high school, like pretty untouched by any other allergies. And I've been very fortunate to never have like encountered my peanut allergy in its full force. I had an immersion test when I was in high school and they put a dab of peanut butter on my tongue and I immediately started to react. So I am very like cautious when it comes to peanuts and peanut butter because I know how fast my body reacts. Well, in college, the first time that something happened that was kind of like out of the blue was I made banana pancakes for myself on a lovely summer morning. I went for a run. And on this run, like, I am not the best runner. I run for more of like the endorphins rather than like my ability. I'm like, wow, I'm just like really bad today. I like didn't make it at all. I'm so out of breath. And so I took a break and I started running again and I had to stop, which is very unlike me. And I looked down at my body and my body was starting to be covered in hives. My fingers were swelling. My legs were swelling. I was dizzy. And so I called my boyfriend and I was like, hey, I don't feel good right now. Can you just stay on the phone with me while I'm walking home? And I started to describe my symptoms to him. And he was like, you need to call your mom. And my mom ended up calling an ambulance and I was taken to the ER. And it turns out that I am allergic to bananas, blueberries, mangoes, and like a whole array of other fruit. So that got put on my allergy list.
Wait, so how did you not know you were allergic to fruits beforehand?
I have no idea.
Did you just like?
I ate bananas almost every day in my sorority house up until that summer. And then all of a sudden, bananas were just like not good in my system. My allergist later said that it's because I like ate one and then went on a run. Something about like the heat in your body and your pores opening up.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I had no idea. Thanks for telling me. Same thing happened with blueberries and mangoes later in that summer. And so now I just don't eat any fruit.
That's so strange. I never knew you can like just get an allergy out of the blue.
Oh, wait. So it turned out that the fruit allergies were coming from a latex allergy. And there's like, I don't know if you know this. I didn't know this. If you have like one allergy, you're more susceptible to other things. It's like a whole web. I was like, oh, very interesting. I had no idea. So if you're allergic to latex, you're most likely allergic to fruits. So a couple years later, it was after college. I was living in California. I would eat quinoa and get these stomach aches that made me want to go to the hospital. Like I said to my boyfriend, like, we might have to go to the hospital tonight. And I got an allergy test one summer when I was home, allergic to quinoa. I had mustard on a hot dog one time, same kind of stomach ache. And this stomach ache lasted for like 3 to 4 days. I was so bloated. My whole body was just thrown off. Mustard allergy. Same thing happened when I was eating various like beans, bean allergy. I now have a pea allergy. I am allergic to the spice cumin. So literally all these allergies just like arose in my body at like 20 to 24 years old, which is out of the blue. Absolutely out of the blue. Like I used to love eating like beans on my Chipotle bowl. I used to love eating mustard on my hamburgers. And then all of a sudden my body was like, nope, can't have that anymore. So
you ate these foods before. And then when you got older, you developed these allergies. Did you go to the doctor and kind of ask what happened? Why do I have all these allergies?
The allergist didn't really have any answers other than, yeah, your body can change. And I was like, oh, is this going to keep happening? Like, am I just going to eliminate all foods from my diet? Like, what am I going to have left? But they basically said that your body can change. And because of that, my body was now poorly reacting to these foods.
That is so scary.
Yes, it is.
Because so you've had you have a tolerance now of dairy intolerance?
Yes. I don't eat any dairy. I cut out dairy completely from my diet because not only does it affect me physically, it affects me mentally. I get a really bad like brain fog and I feel like I can't think, I can't function. And then I will also get the stomach ache and digestive side of it. So I cut out dairy completely. And I tell restaurants that I'm allergic to it because they take it more seriously when you say allergy versus intolerance. So I'm kind of a liar, but.
Yeah. Speaking of allergy versus intolerance, I feel like there's always this misconception of people who don't have allergies and do have intolerances that they think it's the same thing. Can you talk about that and clear that up a little bit for our audience who don't know exactly the difference?
So allergy is like, I have an EpiPen, I have a medical reason not to eat these foods. These foods will send me to the ER, which is what my peanut and latex allergy and I'd say some of my fruit allergies, depending on if I'm going for a run after I eat them or not. And then intolerances are kind of just like your body doesn't like them and will respond in a way that's like a slight rejection. So some people who have gluten intolerances and not people who have like celiac disease, because that's like an allergy to gluten, but gluten intolerances, like your stomach will bloat up and you just feel like tender and sore. So that's more of an intolerance. And then allergy is like, yeah, I could be sent to the hospital because of this.
Yeah. So you have a bunch of allergies that you kind of just popped in randomly. That is insane. But kind of the core of the podcast, moving from a panic state to a more of a peace state, right? Through all these intense allergies, there must be something positive or something that you've gained from your journey. So, you know, I believe when there's a problem, there's an opportunity. So So an opportunity to seek new things and to learn, right? So what good came out of you having allergies? Because I know that's such a hard question, because when people think of allergies, they think of something, oh, it's bad, you know, but you can also change your mindset. I feel like when you change your mindset, everything else follows afterwards. So what good came out of you having allergies?
Everything that you just said is something I believe at my core, because a lot of the time when I tell people that I have these allergies, their immediate response is like, oh my God, that sucks. Like, you can't eat so much. Like, you can't have ice cream. What do you do? Like, you can't eat X, Y, Z, like, poor you. And it's like, no, like, I'm really fine. A lot of these foods I've been allergic to for a lot of my life, mostly like the peanuts and the dairy. But with all the new allergies like hitting my system, I have been a pretty clean eater since I was like discovered the whole, my health hobby. So I really like pride myself and find a lot of joy in eating clean and healthy and just nutritious foods that fuel your body in ways that, maybe like fast food or other types of food won't. So with all of my food allergies, like obviously you have to knock out, I can't eat Cane's chicken. I don't know if you know what Cane's chicken is, but like, it is a beautiful, beautiful fast food establishment with like Cane sauce and Texas toast, but everything has dairy in it or mustard seed. But in the same like tone, just because I can't eat all of those things, like I really love vegan ice cream and I've had a huge love for vegan ice cream. And honestly, vegan ice cream is, I'd say, better than regular ice cream. So just the fact that I can fuel my body in such a healthy way has been really nice and like a fun discovery. I also feel really lucky that my boyfriend, he is picky when he eats. And he is picky against the things that I'm allergic to. So our food palates are very similar. He also loves to cook. So he has found a lot of joy in cooking for us. And he makes every single one of our dinners. So I get to benefit with him clean cooking for us and having amazing tasting food. I also have discovered a love for sushi, because sushi never hurts my stomach. I never get a stomach ache when I eat sushi. So good. Yeah. I can always trust it.
It's awesome. You just comfort food. Mm-hmm. But I love it. What you just said. It's adapting, right? You have to kind of adapt when something doesn't work your way, shift it, you know, move it around. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing you can't do, there are 100 other things you can do. And so I love how you said the healthier lifestyle. I totally agree. I feel like, I mean, I only have a peanut allergy, which is like, I'm very fortunate about not having as many allergies, because I know a lot of friends who have dairy allergy, gluten allergy, and they can't eat so many things, but I feel like it's become healthier for them. They kind of had to accustom to a different lifestyle. So I love how you said that. And so your boyfriend, does he have any allergies?
Dairy definitely does not agree with him, but by no means is it an allergy for him. No, he got to this earth unscathed with any allergies.
That's awesome. So what was the dating experience like for you with having allergies? Did you like tell people up front, like, I have these allergies, or what was that like?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I was about to add that like another blessing in disguise is that this is, and I'm still working on this, I would say, having food allergies, you really have to advocate for yourself. When I go to restaurants, it used to be a really big anxiety point for me, because like speaking to my boyfriend, his family, he's one of three children, like his family is very large. They like to go out to eat, and they usually like to go to eat places that aren't places that I am familiar with, which is fine. Like, we love to try new food. But when I'm unfamiliar with a place, even if I can look up the menu beforehand, which is one of my favorite things to do, like, it gives me a lot of anxiety to be somewhere new. So it's been having to advocate for myself when I get to those restaurants and ask the questions that I need to ask. And it's scary to advocate for yourself in those situations. And so it's been building up my confidence in a good way to have to sit in those uncomfortable situations. But with my boyfriend, I part of my identity is my allergies at this point. Like, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So I was super upfront with him with what I'm allergic to. And I'm also a very blunt person, as is he. So if we were ever like going to a restaurant, I would be like, no, I can't eat there because either I don't want to ask about questions or I like know that that hurts my stomach. And he'd just be like, okay, let's find somewhere new. Awesome. And now we've been dating for almost 6 years. So now we have a pizza place in town that we love to go to, and we love it because their crust doesn't have dairy and we both order cheeseless pizzas. And it's like fun for us to go there for date night because we know that we can get there and get out without a stomach ache. So it's fun to have found my person who has like a similar stomach to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's always great to have a support system there with you at all times, because even if you, God forbid, have an allergic reaction, there's a person there for you, or like, you know, your parents or someone there for you to always have. It's kind of a comfort kind of thing, you know, and making sure that
you're okay.
So does he eat, so he doesn't eat anything else, like nuts, for example? Like,
nope,
what's that?
He doesn't
like,
eat them.
So he doesn't miss out on anything.
No, I honestly, besides having candied pecans on his lemon sorbet, which he frequently reminds me that he misses, but other than that, he like wasn't a really big consumer of nuts or peanut butter or anything like that. So I'm just taking that as the universe aligning me with the right person. Cause if I, my eighth grade boyfriend, I hadn't had my first kiss yet and I wanted it to be my eighth grade boyfriend. And when I started dating my eighth grade boyfriend, I was like, you know, like you can't eat peanut butter anymore because I read a story about a girl who kissed her boyfriend and ate peanut butter. He ate peanut butter and she died. So you have to stop eating peanut butter. And it was like a pain point for us because I was bossing him around and telling him things he couldn't eat. So
then as you should
gave me my person in the form of someone who doesn't like nuts.
Yeah. I was just about to ask. I was like, okay, so if someone came up to you and they were just about to kiss you, like what would your stop, you know, your stop sign be like? How would you say?
I'd be like, literally get away from me. I don't know if you're the same way, but I think because of my allergy, the smell and just the smell of peanut butter absolutely repulses me.
It's disgusting.
And I can smell it. If someone has eaten like a single peanut M&M, I'm like, oh, you had peanut M&Ms for lunch? Like I can smell it like that.
I thought I was the only one because whenever my parents have peanut butter or peanut butter sandwiches and, you know, peanut butter and jelly, I'm like, this is disgusting. Like I can smell it from all the way in my room because it's gross. I thought I was the only one who thought that.
I think it's our bodies and our brains being like, this is a danger. Like we're alerting you of this danger, get away from it. So I think if someone tried to come up and kiss me, I'd be like, get the heck away from me. Absolutely not.
I know. That's awesome. That's like a red flag right there. But yeah, so like kind of moving into the college life of everything, how was your college life? Did you date anybody there or like, what was that like?
So I went into college with one high school boyfriend, just trying to carry over that high school love when perhaps it should have stayed in high school. And then my second year of college, I ended up meeting my boyfriend that I'm with now, and we clicked really quickly and fell very quickly for each other. And now we've been together for almost 6 years. So I spent most of my, I'm getting, today we were at like a college function like 4 years ago, a festival with a concert, and I got my Snapchat memories with him today. So we've been together since our sophomore year.
Long time. Wow, that's insane. Congratulations. So was there any like time throughout your journey of dating him and everything, so was there ever a time did you forget, like was there a slip up of any sort, like, oh yeah, I forgot you're allergic? Because I know that he does eat the same foods as you do, but is there anything that you're just like, oh, shoot, I ate this and I didn't mean to kiss you or something like that? Or
the only time that happens, he really likes Five Guys and Chick-fil-A, which Chick-fil-A, like they have their grilled stuff, so we can eat their grilled stuff, but their fried stuff is fried in peanut oil and he likes to eat those nuggets. And so there have been a couple times where he'll go out to lunch at work. And then obviously he's not like brushing his teeth at work. No shame to people if they do, but he doesn't. Yeah. So he'll come home and like kiss me on the forehead or something. And then he'll be like, oh, I had Chick-fil-A for lunch. And I'm like, you're fine. It's been like 5 hours. I'm really sure it's fine. Go brush your teeth now so I can give you like a real kiss. But otherwise it's fine. So that's been our only like stressful point is that he likes Chick-fil-A fried chicken nuggets, which apparently they're good. Like, I don't blame him. I've never had one, but I don't blame him.
Yeah, I know. I think that Chick-fil-A, I always thought they had peanut sauce. They had peanut oil, right? They cooked it in peanut oil, right?
Yep, Chick-fil-A and Five Guys.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, I'm a Chipotle girl. I love Chipotle so much. That's the only fast food I eat because it's like Mexican food. It's safe with peanut allergies and everything. I don't know. I love Chipotle. Yep. But do you have any tips for people who people tend to not face allergies right away. They kind of run from it and kind of make it their whole identity. And I feel like a lot of people want to move out of that and live their life, you know, not really stay in a bubble all the time and really like super, super cautious. Like, I don't want to go eat at a restaurant because I'm scared of my allergies. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to that party. Do you have any tips for people who are like that and want to kind of go out of their bubble and really live life without food allergies stopping them?
I mean, so obviously it's different for, so my allergy isn't like an airborne allergy. I can smell peanut butter and I can't, like, I'm not going to react, but I know that there are some people who do face it that severely. So I don't want to speak like on behalf of those individuals, but for people that you can be around it and be okay. I would say it's a moment of educating yourself in regards to like foods that you can have and places that I know some places like throw peanut shells on the floor and maybe steer away from those, but knowing foods and restaurants that you can eat so that you're not afraid when you go to those places and educating those around you in regards to like the same criteria so that people know like, hey, yeah, peanut M&Ms exist and they look pretty similar to regular M&Ms. Like, please don't have them on the same table in the same bowl. Just educating your friends to like the extent of your allergy and the severity of your allergy, because I don't think sometimes people not that they don't mean to understand, but they just don't grasp like how severe these allergies can be. And then also letting people know like, hey, my EpiPen's in my purse. Like, if something goes wrong, I don't know if your friends like take dibs on stabbing you with your EpiPen. Mine have always done that. I don't know why, but they're always like, I got you tonight. Like, she's mine. It's like, oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. That's
so just like educating those around you and having that confidence to advocate for yourself in situations where you would need to advocate for yourself, but don't let it consume you with worry, because think about how far you've made it in your life without hopefully having a reaction and how knowledgeable you have become about keeping yourself safe up until this point. And know that like, you're a smart individual, you know your body, you know your allergies, you know your surroundings, like you will most likely be okay.
Yeah, if you dealt with it your entire life and just kind of keep going, keep prevailing, but don't let it stop you from being who you are and who you're meant to be. I'm a strong believer in that and changing your mindset and being a more positive mindset than a negative mindset, because it's always, if you have one negative thought, it's just going to tear you down the rest of the day. And so kind of staying positive is a really, really great thing. And my friends are actually really, really cautious with my allergies as well. I feel like it should be mandatory for a lot of people to know how to use an EpiPen. And
schools, yeah, they're like confusing looking contraptions. People should understand how to use them. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, there's teachers don't know how to use them. Principals don't know how to use them. And God forbid we have an allergic reaction. We can't stab ourselves. Somebody else can stab them. So I taught my friends how to use them and they're just like being super, super nice about it. But a lot of people don't have that. So have you like ever dealt with any bullying about your allergies ever?
No bullying, a little like tease bullying in high school, because our high school had a like peanut free table. And that was more for, we had some people in our school that were airborne allergic. So that was the hope that they would sit there and not have exposure to peanuts or peanut butter. But my allergy wasn't that severe, so I didn't want to go sit there like by myself. And my friends were like, Maria, like they made a table for you. And it's like, stop. Like, I know I have an allergy, but like, don't call me out on it. So never bullying, but definitely like embarrassment from my allergy. And I'm still dealing with this. Teachers growing up a lot of the times would like single me out. And I understand, like, as a teacher, I understand where they're coming from in terms of trying to protect their kids and make sure their kids are safe. But there's a way to do it discreetly. And there's a way to like announce to the whole class, like, Maria, I don't think we have any snacks for you in here. Oh, what about, well, this one says it was made in the factory with peanuts. Like, well, is that okay for you? Well, I don't want to risk it. So I'm sorry, you just can't have anything. And that always made me so uncomfortable, because as a kid who was like strongly able to advocate for herself. Like I knew what not to pick from the candy drawer. Like you don't need to make it a scene. And growing into my adulthood, it's also been kind of uncomfortable sometimes to speak up for myself. And that's been the only like bullying, even though it's not really bullying, that just like embarrassment that I've had to deal with.
Yeah, I definitely concur. I know there's a lot of also cyberbullying, especially I see on TikTok often. There's like,
oh, really? People.
Yeah. If you search up like allergies and everything, you see a bunch of TikToks and videos that are like, oh, these kids, these peanut allergy people ruined elementary school for me. I couldn't have my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I didn't do all that stuff. And so they're just, I feel like they're just not educated on it though. That's the thing. I think that they're not educated. So they just do these weird, mean remarks and think that they're better because they don't have an allergy.
That's so mean. That makes me sad.
Yeah, they are really, really mean. But I don't know if they mean it as they do. But that's just so sad. So let's take a little intermission. And I do this segment. It's called Fast Five Questions. And It is basically... it's like 73 questions on Vogue. I'm not sure if you heard of it before, or Ellen's Morning Questions, you know, the iconic. So I'm going to basically ask you five questions and you're going to answer as fast as you can. Are you ready?
Okay, baby. I don't know. My brain is so bad at these things. We're going to see where this goes.
Everyone's just like, I'm so nervous. I don't know. Okay. Okay. What is one word you can use to describe your allergies as a whole?
Lots.
Okay. Step by step.
Lots of allergies.
Step by step procedure. Do it. Step by step procedure doing an allergic reaction.
Tell someone that you're having the allergic reaction. EpiPen. Ambulance.
Perfect. Go to snacks or snack of a peanut allergy. If you have a peanut allergy, what are some go to snacks?
Oreos. Breakfast foods. I snack on breakfast foods all the time. And ice cream.
Awesome. Tips for traveling with food allergies.
Pack your own snacks. Pack your own snacks. And research new food places.
Perfect. And last question. What are three essentials that are necessary before leaving the house?
EpiPen. I'm so bad about breathing. Bless my boyfriend. He always reminds me to bring it. Do you have your EpiPen? No, go get it. Okay, sorry. EpiPen, cell phone, Benadryl.
Awesome. You survived. You did great. That's pretty fast. So kind of moving into the stories aspect, I feel like a lot of my audience and listeners really want more stories. They like to hear more stories. And I feel like it also benefits a lot of people who don't know what's going on, because it really provides a lot of advocacy. Instead of spitting like straight facts and information to them, I feel like they retain more with stories. So do you have any stories you can share? Just share any story you'd like that really made an impact on your life.
Food allergy related?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give like a couple small stories, because thankfully I feel like I don't have any big stories because I've never had a huge allergic reaction, which like knock on wood, cross all the fingers, like we're not going to have one. I have a clear memory. This brings it right back to like being embarrassed to speak up for myself as a child. I have a clear memory of eating peanut butter popcorn. I had just come off of a field trip. We were on a playground in like one of those wooden playgrounds. We were at one of those like sifting for geodes, travel in the caverns, like Ohio type field trips. And we had lunch. A girl had peanut butter popcorn. Her name was Mara. I had no idea that it was peanut butter popcorn. Who makes peanut butter popcorn? Also, like that has been my singular question to this day, because I don't know if I've ever seen it since then, but who eats? That's gross.
That's the thing.
Peanut butter popcorn. She offered me some. I was like, snacks. Sure. I ate it. And then I was like, that tastes weird. I don't like that. What flavor is that, Mara? And she was like, oh, I don't know. Here's the bag. And I read it and it was like peanut butter popcorn. And I was like, oh no. So I remember my little, like it had to be second or third grade self, like toddling over to where the teachers were. And in my head, I was like, okay, well, I know I'm not having an allergic reaction right now because I'm not, like, my tongue isn't itchy, but I feel like I should tell someone, but I don't want to tell someone because this makes me feel nervous. I'm going to go. And I just went and stood by the teachers. I just went and stood there and I was like, if something happens, like, I'll tell the teachers, but I'm not going to tell the teachers until something happens. So that was like, that was a defining allergy moment for me as a child. And then I got home and told my mom and she's like, why didn't you tell a teacher? I was like, I was nervous.
It's hard to speak up.
Mm-hmm. I also, oh my gosh, this is just unlocking memories. My mom used to get mad at me when I was in elementary school. Do you remember, you might be too young for this because I'm almost 10 years older than you, emergency medical bracelets? Do you know what that is?
The red ones?
No, they were like silver and kind of like, no, okay. It was like this silver chain, which like honestly is pop, like it's a very like trendy look right now. So we were just trendy before they were trendy, but it was like a silver chain and it had this like pendant on it that was in the shape of like an eye, like an eyelid. Mm-hmm. And it listed all of your medical emergency like allergies. And as a child, like it looked really big on my wrist and it was ugly, or so I thought it was. And so I used to take it off when I got to school because my mom would make me wear it to school. Cause like, what if something happened? Then the ambulance people would know where to look for it. And I would take it off and hide it in my desk. And then one day I forgot to put it on before I got back home. And so I got back home and my mom was like, where's your Medicare bracelet? And I was like, oh no, I must have lost it. And she made me go back to school and get it in my desk at like 5 PM that afternoon, all because I took it off.
Did they really look that ugly?
Looking back, like, no, absolutely not. But at the time, as like a fourth grader in elementary school, very concerned with how other people thought she looked, I was like, yes, this is so ugly. I cannot be caught wearing this.
I mean, yeah, I guess you would be embarrassed kind of having something that no one else has on your wrist. That's crazy. But when you said that, like speaking up and everything, I think it's so hard for just a lot of people just kind of, because they don't want to also, like for me, when I have an allergic reaction, I'm like, okay, hold on. Am I having a real anaphylactic reaction? Or is it just like, sometimes I have avocado and that really gives me like an itchy mouth, I call it. And it's just like my throat tingles and everything like that. So it's not an allergic reaction, but it's just like, it'll go away in time after I have Benadryl. But I'm like, should I tell people? I don't want to worry them. I have all this.
Yes. I constantly have that like scale in my brain of like, okay, is this anxiety? Am I just feeling nervous and that I am talking myself into having a non-existent reaction? Or like, is something minorly bothering me? And then I can take Benadryl and be okay with it. And then because I'm never had a large reaction, I don't know where that tipping point is. And so sometimes I wish, knock on wood, I don't actually wish, but like, I wish that I would know like where it actually starts to be something to use an EpiPen. But because I don't know where that like line of threshold starts and ends, like I never know whether to say something or not, but I always carry the Benadryl. So if I feel a slight twinge of like, that's different, I'm like, all right, let's pop some Benadryl and see if it goes away and we'll go from there.
Yeah. I go by this rule. I don't know if it'll help you guys, but basically it's you, unless two out of three systems are bothering you, like if your throat is closing up and your stomach is aching and you have hives, you should take the EpiPen right away. It's like those, you have to have multiple symptoms or systems that are going crazy, and then you kind of take the EpiPen. I mean, it could be different for everybody, but for me, that's what it helps me. I was like, okay, my throat's tingling, but I don't have a stomach ache, because I know when I had one allergic reaction so far, and that's when I had Thai food and had peanuts under it, and we asked them, does it have any peanuts? They're like, it does not have any peanuts. My mom asked them multiple times. We called them when we got the food too. No peanuts. I'm like, okay, I trust you. I never had a allergic reaction before. I don't think it's going to be today. And it was after a basketball game. I was hungry. I was eating so much. And I'm like, hold on. My throat hurts a lot. And there were people over at this time. Like there were my parents' friends who were over. And I'm like, I don't want to bother them. Whatever. I'll just eat. And thankfully they left. And then like half an hour went by. They left. And I'm like, my throat really hurts, to my sister. My sister is a younger sister. She had a bunch of allergic reactions before. I'm like, my throat hurts. She's like, you should go tell mom and dad. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Whatever. I don't want to worry them. I went to sleep and my sister, and then I woke up. My sister actually came into my room. She's like, you have to tell them if your throat is still hurting. And my stomach started hurting at this point. So everything, the two out of three systems were going crazy. So then my stomach felt like there were needles in it. So I went to my parents and they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know, my throat started like closing up, like it absolutely closing up. And so I took the EpiPen finally. And then we went to the ER that night. Crazy, crazy story, but that's how I know. If yes. There is an allergic reaction, if two systems are going crazy.
That's so scary. I'm glad you're okay. I would like to talk about that restaurant in a moment because I have very, very serious thoughts on that. But I really like this thinking about your body in terms of systems and thinking about which ones are going before you use that EpiPen. Because that's very interesting. Thank you for that insight. That's such good insight. when I start to get worried or not, my boyfriend always knows if I'm like not saying anything that I'm worried, but he's looking at me and he can like see the worry. I'll like look at my arms and my stomach at restaurants because I know that if I get hives, then that's about to be like really bad. So if I'm just like sitting there after dinner, like pulling up my sleeves and like glancing at my arms and like looking at my stomach, he's like, are you okay? Do you need to take Benadryl? And I'm like, I haven't decided yet. But that's so frustrating that you asked the restaurant so many times about peanuts and they gave like answers that were so clearly different than the actual answer, because I don't know if you've ever encountered this. I feel like an annoyance when I ask about my allergies at restaurants. There's a local ice cream place that I like to go to and they have both like dairy and non-dairy, but like that's not why I get the allergy scoop. I get the allergy scoop because of the peanut allergy. They like go in the back, they clean a spoon and they get another bucket, like a newer bucket of ice cream that really hasn't been scooped out of. And then they scoop it out of there. So it's like clean spoon and clean ice cream bucket. No real chance of cross contamination. And I asked for an allergy scoop a while back and the guy like literally rolls his eyes at me. And it's just like, no. You don't have the right to roll your eyes at me. Like, this is life or death for me. And there have been a couple other instances where I have asked questions at restaurants or asked for a modification that in my eyes, like wasn't a big modification, but they either flat out said no to me, or they just, I'm very big on like reading tone and reading energy. And it was just unhappy from that party onto me. And I was like, look, like I'm not doing this just for funsies. Like I have an allergy. That's why I'm asking for these modifications. But have you ever encountered like people getting annoyed with you or like frustrated with you?
Yeah, that is actually, that's so annoying. First of all, that's like, I actually have never thankfully encountered, I mean, obviously that person who said that, yes, I haven't seen anybody that I can think of who actually was like straight out annoyed. Maybe that's because it's my parents who are telling them, because I'm like in the car and they're kind of going driving because I can't drive yet. So they go and get takeout sometimes and maybe they see that, but some people are actually really, really nice about it. They're like, oh, I know I have an allergy as well, because I feel like allergies are very, very, you know, a lot of people have it nowadays, especially in this generation, a lot of people do, whether that's like a really severe allergy, like the top 10 8 allergens, or it's just like random ones like cinnamon. Like I went to Philadelphia recently and this waitress had a cinnamon allergy and she was like really, really cautious about our allergies because the whole group had an allergy or the other and it was crazy. But I know a lot of people who are really, really nice about it, but others are just, you can kind of tell that they're annoyed. This is like the last segment I do to kind of wrap everything up. It's called The Words of Wisdom. So what's a big takeaway to give people with allergies from this episode?
A big takeaway to give people with allergies. I feel like I've said this a couple times on this podcast, and it's definitely still something that I am trying to internalize, but like you are your own advocate and you have your parents that stand up for you, and like my boyfriend will stand up for me in situations, but you are your strongest advocate, and growing into that confidence and walking out of the shame of having an allergy is so hard, but it's so doable. So I encourage everyone to just like stand in their power of being their own advocate. And I think that allergies, like, they kind of make us special. Like we're different. We're not just like everyone else. So I I think understanding that we're unique and special and being your own advocate, that's going to be my parting words of wisdom.
Perfect. I think that it's so necessary to make your weakness into your strength, kind of using your kryptonite into something good. And I'm actually writing a kid's book right now on making your weakness into a strength.
And oh my gosh, hit me up when you put that out because I will read that to my students.
I'll send it to you. That'll be amazing. But yeah, it's just really, really important to know that you are special because you have allergies. And I love how you said it that way. It's amazing. But thank you so much for being on the episode. Your stories were so amazing. It's going to help so many people. So thank you. And I love your energy. I love it so much.
Thank you for having me. This has been so fun. And I am always happy to talk allergies.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening to Less Panic, More Peace, new episodes every week. Peace out.